Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again for tuning in tonight. Such a blessing to have all of you tuning in and listening to the show this evening on 99.5 FM, The Word. You know, we just want to give a shout out to all those in the facilities that have made the effort to tune in tonight. I want to start off with our brothers up in Wayava. Hope all is well up there. I know it's getting kind of chilly this time of the year. So watch out for the snow. You never know, Wayava might see snow. And also to our brothers down at FDC. We had meant to get in there this past Sunday, but I had a little minor medical accident. It was pretty strange, but I was unable to get in there Sunday, my brothers. But we do plan to get in there this Sunday because it is the Sunday before Christmas, and we wanted to share some holiday cheer with our brothers there up there in Module 6A. And then over in OCCC, want to give a shout-out to all our brothers in Modules 18, 17, Annex 1, and to our sisters in Modules 3 and 4, and of course, Module 8. Want to thank all of you for tuning in, even the ACOs that listen to this program up in Tower 2. And for Mr. Pancho, in your unit, we want to thank you for seeing us the other week. It was great to see you. The family in Ohana, send the love. And even to our brother up in Halava that listens to the radio program. Papa John says, love you, boy, and take care. And just want to give a shout-out to all those. And to our wonderful sisters over at WCCC, planning to bring the team up there this Thursday. This will be our last time together before Christmas, so I think we should have some live praise and worship. Trying to work on that as we speak so that we can sing some Christmas carols together. The other week, you know, last week we had repeated a few of our programs, and reason for that, I was able to go to the mainland for a conference with my lovely bride, and, you know, we're in Sin City, but, you know, you can be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. Amen. Stayed in a beautiful suite at the Encore Hotel, 55th floor. I looked over the Wynn Hotel across from us, and the one thing that's interesting in Vegas is, man, people all there. If you like to watch people or be a people watcher, that is a perfect place to go. You got everybody from tall to short, skinny to momona, from, you know, every color of the rainbow. I mean, just incredible the amount of people that there. And it's incredible, and I say that, my brothers and my sisters, because everybody there is looking for something. Everybody is there looking for the big win. Everyone there is ready to hit the jackpot, you know, and it's just unbelievable. Because I got to get straight with you guys and just get real. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that is the biggest jackpot in your life. Amen? I mean, these people, they're dumping hundreds and thousands of dollars looking to have more of what they already have less of, which is money. But they want to be a winner. I feel like shaking them by their shoulder says, you are a winner. Come be with me. We win every time. It's the victory we are guaranteed by the blood of Jesus. But, you know, that's entertainment for some. My entertainment was, of course, going to the buffets and looking at all the food and trying to be healthy. But want to just give a big shout out and a merry, merry Christmas to all those. Free Inside Ministry just wants to give a great big mahalo to Mark and Mary Benson over at Honolulu Ford. And with Brother Danny and the team doing everything over there, making a lot of families happy, putting them in cars that are affordable, comfortable, and enjoyable, you know, and they're doing a great job. Go down there. They'll make it work for you, and they won't slam it down your throat. They'll be real straight up, real honest, and get you something that's not going to bury you. And in today's world, it's really a pleasure. It's a joy to find honest business people. That sounds like an oxymoron, but Honolulu Ford does it right. You know, want to give a shout out, and, you know, if you're listening and if the Ohana is listening, First Assembly of God Red Hill is having Christ the Farai, yes, a Christian reggae band. That's right. Rev Boo, Brother Bulla, Pastor Bulla just said Christian reggae in the same sentence. You know, Tori Ho'opi does a wonderful job. Brother Mark Obi, or Mark, Brother Mark Burger Obi, Brother Tyrone, and all the wonderful girls that sing with that group, man, they do a wonderful job. And they're going to be at Red Hill. They've got the tour going on in Hawaii right now. I know for sure, and I don't have the schedule. I'll get it for you tomorrow night. But I know this night, this week, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at First Assembly of God Red Hill. Right, that's our home church. Got to give props to Pastor Cole and Sister Cole taking care of the sheep up there. Thank you for all you do. But that is where the concert is going to be this Wednesday, and that's at 7 p.m. It's free. Free. You can't beat the price. They don't even charge for parking. You know, even the water at the water fountain is free. Everything is free, free, free. But you want to get your reggae on. You want to get up there and dance for the Lord to a reggae beat. These guys are nothing short of awesome. Spent some wonderful time with them up on the island of Molokai from Convoy of Hope, Hawaii, when we're on Molokai. And they did the Concert of Hope. And they were just wonderful. They brought the house down. But tonight, my brothers and my sisters, you know, I'm kind of fired up. You know, and it's I'm fired up for a reason, because I want to talk about something that we all go through. And I want to talk about something that each and every one is, whether you're incarcerated or not. You know, we're all in bondage together, because we are in the bondage of sin. It's just some of us are in the bondage of sin behind the walls of incarceration. Amen? Amen. And I want to give a shout out to our brothers that were there a couple Saturdays ago, two Saturdays ago, up at Halava Gym Chapel. If you're in that first group, man, I'm telling you, Holy Spirit was in the house. I mean, it came down, it filled me, and I gave you the straight Rhema word. The word that the Lord gave me right there, didn't go through the notes, just gave you what God wanted to give you. And you could feel the Holy Spirit in the gym that night. And I mean, whoever was there, I know you was blessed, because I was blessed. I just want to thank you for being there. I give a shout out to my brother Dennis Lee from Cornerstone Media. You know, doing a lot of projects with Dennis. And man, he has a heart for the Lord. And a shout out to Bishop Barry Naoni, Nanakuli Door of Faith. As you go through the trials and tribulations, brother, we walk with you every step of the way. But I wanted to talk to you tonight, to share with you, my brothers and sisters. And it comes out of the book from, you know, and I recommend this book for those of you when you do get out. And for those of you that are out already, I recommend that you go and invest in this book, because there's a lot of great things you're going to be pulling out of it. And it's called All In. And the author is Mark Batterson. That's with a B as in boy, Mark Batterson. And the book is All In. And there are a lot of nuggets. And the reason I chose this book is I read this book. And, you know, I'm blessed to be able to read a lot of books. But this book has a nugget every other paragraph. Something that you can bite on, chew on, digest, apply, and make it work in your life, you know. So we're going to jump right into it, if we could, my brothers and my sisters. And just we're going to be talking in the book of All In, and it's by Mark Batterson. You see, and in one of his chapters, he says, and I agree with him, the longer I follow Jesus, the more convinced I am of this simple truth. God doesn't do what God does because of us. God does what God does in spite of us. All you have to do is stay out of the way. It's that simple. It's that difficult. Stay humble. Stay hungry. If you aren't hungry for God, you are full of yourself. That's why God cannot fill you with His Spirit. But if you empty yourself, if you'll die to yourself, you'll be a different person in a short time. Because if you let go and let God take control, He's going to write history, His story, through your life. You guys get that? Write that down on a piece of paper. If you let go and let God take control, He'll write history, comma, His story, through your life. See, it's not about what you do. It's about what Christ does through you. See, that's how it becomes history, or His story. That's really a nice play on words that we have there. You see, but we want to talk about, well, you know, I want to change the way my life is, Bula. I don't like the route that my life is going. You know, and we always talk about that. How do we break through? How do we break in? You know, it's just like in what I shared the other week. You know, and it's called the three breaks. We're going to break in, break out, and break through. We're going to break in the walls of prisons. We're going to break through your stony heart, and we're going to break you out of bondage into the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen? Break in, break through, and break out. So, but how do we move into that level, Bula? How do we move to that next level, that next step? You know, I'm stuck here, and, you know, I think I know Jesus, but what is something that I should do, and how should I do it? And I'd like to offer that to you tonight, my brothers and sisters, my brethren. You know, and we come, you know, First Assembly of God, Red Hill, this is our prison ministry, Free Inside Prison Ministry, Free Inside Ministry, and we have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. We also have a Facebook page for those of you paddling in the wave of social media, and that is Free Inside Ministry. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Just drop me a line, tell me how you like the program, or Better yet, tell me how we can improve the program. But you see, Free Insight Ministry, we're out here to give you an encouraging word. We're not out here to discourage you. We're here to lift you up, not put you down. We're out here to preach the gospel to everyone who has an ear to listen and an eye to see and a heart that is open. Hallelujah. You see, we come to all the facilities every month, between 40 to 45 services, preaching the word and the gospel of good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And a big shout out, and I forgot that, please forgive me, to our brothers out in Saguaro, Arizona. So good to see you guys over the radio. I hope you're hearing this and that it's not too cold and that you're staying warm, both in the body and in spirit. Hallelujah. Well, you see, it's in chapter 6 in Mark Batterson's book, All In, and it's called Burn the Ships. Sometimes we just got to burn the ships. And I want to share something with you, and it's going to be a story. Well, it's actually a historical fact. It was on February 19th, 1519. See, we're going to get a history lesson too. Hallelujah. Not only are we going to learn about the word of God, we're going to learn about history of the world. Hallelujah. On February 19th, 1519, the Spanish explorer Hernan Cortez set sail for Mexico with an entourage of 11 ships, 13 horses, 110 sailors, and 553 soldiers. Now, the indigenous population upon his arrival, that means the people that was already living over there, was approximately 5 million. Okay, so from, if you got to think about this mathematically, you got to think, hey, that's kind of plenty that are already there compared to the guys that are coming in. If you were to use your mathematical analysis, you would realize that the ratio of the indigenous people that are already there to those that are coming with Hernan Cortez is 7,541 to 1. And the fact is that two previous expeditions failed to even establish a settlement in the New World, yet Cortez conquered much of the South American continent. So it's what he did after the ship had landed is a very epic tale. It's of mythic proportions. This thing so big, blow your mind. The bug don't even make sense. This thing was like, Cracker Jack, what are you doing? Check this out. When they landed, he issued an order that turned his mission into an all or nothing proposition. He made the command and issued it, burn the ships. What? That's the boat they came on. How are they going to go back? What are you talking about? They got to keep the ships. How are they going to get back to where they came from? He gave the command, burn the ships. As his crew watched their fleet of ships burn and sink, they came to terms with the fact that retreat was not an option. 9 times out of 10, failure is resorting to plan B when plan A gets a little too risky, too costly, maybe just too hard to do, maybe too difficult. That's why most people are living their plan B, because they didn't burn their ships. Plan A people don't have a plan B. It's plan A or bust. You see, they would rather crash and burn going after their God-ordained dreams than succeed at something else. You see, there's moments in life, my brothers and my sisters, that we need to burn our ships. We need to burn the ships of our past. We do so by making that decision that we're going to eliminate all possibility of sailing back to the old world, of sailing back to the old habits, of sailing back to the old routines, of sailing back to all the old things that we used to do that we have left behind. Amen? Amen. This is something to get excited about. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You burn the ship named past failure. You burn the ship named past success. You burn the ship named bad habit. You burn the ship named regret. You burn the ship named guilt. You burned a ship named My Old Way of Life. Well, Brother Bula, what's the biblical reference to that of, you know, that sounds like a great historical perspective, but, you know, I thought Free Insight Ministry is all about the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad you asked. We're going right into the book of 1 Kings. And if you could be so kind as to go with me, we're going to be in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19. And let's go with 1919, so you could remember that quite easily. 1 Kings 19:19. This is the comparison or the analogy of burning the ships with the biblical reference. So Elijah went and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, plowing a field. There were 12 teams of oxen in the field, and Elisha was plowing with the 12th team. Elijah went over to him, threw his cloak across his shoulders, and then walked away. Elisha left the oxen standing there, ran after Elijah, and said to him, "First, let me go and kiss my father and mother goodbye, and then I will go with you." Elijah replied, "Go on back, but think about what I have done to you." So Elisha returned to his oxen and slaughtered them. He used the wood from his plow to build a fire to roast their flesh. He passed around the meat to the townspeople, and they all ate. Then he went with Elijah the prophet as his assistant. Amen? You see, there is no turning back. There's no turning back for Elisha, because what he did was he had burned his ships. He had burned the plow. He wasn't going to go back to his old way of life because he had destroyed the plow. In fact, if you look at that, it was the beginning of Elisha the prophet. Now, there's some symbolism there. You got to think about this. It's pretty interesting. So Elisha literally cooked. He cooked. He barbecued, tutu and barbecue, his old way of life, and he ate it for dinner. And they got to think of this. He ate it for dinner, right? But after he ate it for dinner, he digested it, right? And he got it out of his system by going to the bathroom. Amen? He had processed, he had consumed and processed his past and had passed it out of his system. He virtually eliminated the possibility of going back to farming by eating his own oxen and burning the plows. Amen? See, it doesn't matter what we're trying to do. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to get rid of an addiction. It doesn't matter if you're trying to get healed or get away from alcoholism, from a broken relationship, or maybe you're trying to lose weight. Or maybe if you're not even incarcerated, but you're trying to get into write a book or start a business. Maybe you want to get into graduate school. Maybe you want to get into college. But the first step in anything that we do, my brothers and my sisters, is always the longest and the hardest. You can't just take a step forward into the future. You have to eliminate the possibility of moving backward into the past. That's how you go after goals. That's how you break the addictions. That's how you break the alcoholism. That's how you reconcile relationships. You leave the past in the past by burning the ships. You burn that ship called past failure. You burn that ship called past success. You burn that ship called bad habit. You burn that ship called regret. You burn that ship called guilt. You burn that ship called my old way of life. You burn that ship called unforgiveness. You got to burn your ships. See, my brothers and my sisters, we all want to start a new chapter. I don't think anyone's sitting there on the edge of your bunk tonight, lying down and looking at the bunk above you, or looking out that window at the starlit night and a full moon, because it's going to be a beautiful moon tonight, through the grill that's in the window. There's not any one of us, be it inside or outside, that we don't want to start a new chapter in our life. But before you can start a new chapter, my brothers and my sisters, you have to end the old chapter. And the way you do that is with a simple punctuation mark. Put a period on that page. What's true in grammar is going to be true in life. If you want to break a habit, stop a conflict, or just leave the past in the past, you just got to put a period there. Comma's not going to do it. Semicolon's not going to do it. You need to put that exclamation point right there. You see, Elisha, look what happened here with Elisha, my brothers and my sisters. My beloved, Elisha, he didn't need to burn the plowing equipment to follow Elijah the prophet, but he made a statement. More specifically, it was a statement of faith. There was no turning back. If his prophetic apprenticeship with Elijah didn't pan out, he had nowhere else to go. This was Elisha's all-in moment. He wasn't just buying in, he was selling out. And that's what going all-in is all about. It's being fully present right here and right now. It's not living in the past tense or the future. That doesn't mean you don't learn from the past or plan for the future, but you don't live there. Going all in, my brothers and sisters, is living as though each day is the first and last day of your life. Have you made a statement of faith? Now, I'm not talking about just repeating a sinner's prayer, taking a confirmation class. Those are positive steps of faith, but they don't typically equate to building a bonfire and burning your oxen. A statement of faith must make a statement. It's a defining decision accompanied by a dramatic action that symbolizes your absolute commitment to Jesus Christ and his cause. Think about it, pray about it, then act on it. You see, my brothers and my sisters, a lot of times in the past tense, we live, and this is a fundamental spiritual problem that not only you have, but I have too. Hey, we all have. I'm preaching to the choir right now. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good, my brethren. You see, we want God to do something new while we keep doing the same old thing. We want God to change our circumstances without having us to change at all. We're asking God to put new wine, but we need a new wineskin. See, most of us, no matter where you are in your walk with God, we get stuck spiritually because we keep doing the same thing while expecting different results. To me, that's a definition of insanity. You see, spiritual routines are crucial for spiritual growth, but when the routine becomes routine, you need to change it. See, sometimes we tend to live in the past more than we live in the present. What happens a lot of times is we try and remember everything in the past, and that's fine. But you got to remember, you're not going to find God in the past. You're going to find God in the present, because his name is not I was. His name is I am. He is the ever-present help. You see, when we cling, now check this out. Grab this nugget right here, my brothers and my sisters. When we cling too tightly to what God did last, we often miss what God wants to do next. Because you see, God's at work right here, my brothers and my sisters. God is at work right now. See, God's always doing a new thing. You know, it's okay to remind us and remember where he was and where our faithfulness was in the past, but we got to have our faith to believe him in the future. You know, sometimes we just have to start. A lot of us keep living out of our past. We live out of our memory instead of living out of our imagination or the visions the Lord has placed upon us. You see, that's the day that we stop living and we start dying, is when we start living out of our memory. Because to be really alive, my brothers and sisters, we have to live right now in the present. But we have to leave the past where it is, in the past. And it's even in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. This is Paul's exhortation. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Key phrase there, press on. You know, in basketball, two ways of playing defense. You can sit back, play half-court defense, you wait for the offense to come up, la-di-da, la-di-da. And it's playing not to lose. It's playing to protect the lead. It's a defensive way of playing the game. And in football, you'd call that, we're going to drop back to a prevent defense. Just don't let them score. But there is also an offensive side of defense in basketball. That's called the full-court press. Because in the full-court press, if you understand basketball, in the full-court press, you're playing man-to-man. You're forcing the issue. You don't let the game come to you. You take the game to them. You see, and that's really interesting because in one scenario, if you're just playing a half-court offense, you're just dropping back into the zone, waiting for them to come across the half-court line. La-di-da, here he comes, dribble, dribble. In the other one, you're pressing the issue. In the other one, you're pressing on towards the goal to win. You're putting it right in their face. You're dogging them. You're right there, step for step, stride for stride, foot for foot. You're right there. You're pressing on right there, the full-court press. You are forcing the issue. Now, I wonder if our church is playing a prevent defense. Well, God wants us to play a full-court press. You see, in the message of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12, my brothers and my sisters, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. Look at your relationship. Are you playing offense in your marriage? Or are you playing a prevent defense that leaves romance on the sideline? Or you're being right up and pressing on? How are you as a parent? Are you reacting proactively or are you being reactive? You know, in all these things, you just have to let go and let God. Because the only way, my brothers and my sisters, that we're going to predict the future is we have to create it. Don't let it happen. Make it happen. Oh, Bula, that sounds insane. How am I going to make my future happen? Very easy. Stop regretting the past and start learning from it. Learn from what you did. Learn from all the mistakes you made. But let go of the guilt by leaning into God's grace. God wants to recycle your past by redeeming it. God's in the recycling business. He makes recycled goods out of wasted lives. You got to remember that Jesus came for the broken. Jesus came for the lost. Jesus came for the sick. Hallelujah. Jesus came for the least of these. You see, the tipping point, this is where the fulcrum, this is where the balance gets out of whack, is when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change. The spiritual tipping point is when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change. Sadly, we get too comfortable. We follow Christ to the point of where it's inconvenient, but not any further. That's when we need the prophet to walk into our lives, throw a mantle around our shoulders, wake us up, and tell us what are we doing. You see, but if you give all of yourself to God, you can expect and ask God that he will give all of himself to you, because that's precisely what he wants to do. We have not because we ask not. We ask not because we're not all in. Amen? That's what happens to many of us. But we see, a lot of us, we don't know how to get back to the beginning. A lot of us, you realize before you get the black belt in karate, you got to get the white belt. In order to be a concert pianist, you got to start out practicing the scales. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Before you can get your PhD, you have to start out in kindergarten. If you aren't willing to go back to the very beginning, then God cannot use you. You've got to be willing to leave everything and take the lowest place at the table. You got to be willing to be demoted from first to last, because that's the example that Jesus set. You see, the Creator, the all-powerful Creator, became a servant. Now, if you follow that suit, there's nothing God cannot do in you and through you. You know, but you have to start all over. Are you willing to leave everything? Are you willing to leave it all at the altar for Jesus so that you can also let go and let God? See, it's difficult to imagine burning our ships because we can't see any other way across our Jordan. But if we have the courage to burn our ships, my brethren, God's going to part the river and we'll discover what he didn't need when we get where God wants us to go. God himself will get us there, and God himself will get the glory. My brothers and sisters, that's what I love about serving the Lord. I give God all the glory. Because you know why I give God the glory? I give him all the glory. He gives me the joy. What a deal that is. Hallelujah. But you see, we've got to burn those ships, my brothers and sisters. We have to burn those ships that are holding us back. We have no exit plan. We cannot go back to what we're doing. We have to stop. We have to burn those ships. Because once we do that, we will understand that we can only move forward. We need to burn the ship of past failure. We need to burn the ship named past success. We need to burn the ship named bad habit. We need to burn the ship regret. We need to burn the ship named guilt. We need to burn the ship my old way of life. We need to burn the ship of unforgiveness. Oh, I know that was a lot to take in tonight. Man, I love this book, All In by Mark Batterson. You know, tell your families on the outside, go out and grab a copy of that. Just read it. Share it with your kids, man. Knowledge is power. If they can get this at such a tender age, how incredible would that be? Well, we just want to thank everyone for closing tonight. You know, it's my pleasure to sit with you, talk stories, share the word of God with you. We come to encourage you, not to discourage you. I come to lift you up. You know, I just come with the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm spirit-filled and spirit-led. I live to honor my God. I live to glorify his name. I live to raise him to the highest. Because you see, once you realize what your identity is, then you're going to know where your destiny is. My identity is through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future. I'll see you tomorrow night. God bless you. I love you guys. Get some rest.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.